And I stand here today so hopeful that we were able to get this building open in around 2 years or less than 2 years.
In the midst of an opioid crisis, a new 25-bed residential treatment center has opened to help women recover from addiction and other mental health disorders. State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services Commissioner Arlene Gonzalez-Sanchez traveled to Niagara County to appear at the center. She says it's the first-of-a-kind facility here in Western New York.
Well, you know, a lot of women don't seek services because a lot of them are usually, they have kids, they're caregivers, and they have families, and they're single mothers. They don't want to lose their kids, and they feel that by reaching out, they're going to have their kids taken away, which is not true. It's better to reach out and get the help earlier.
Horizon CEO Ann Constantino tells WBFO News this facility has a number of amenities, including a full gym, personal trainers, and a mental health clinic.
People that come here would have a primary diagnosis of a substance use disorder. Alcohol is still the number one drug of choice, and then opiates, of course, and other drugs as well. Sometimes as a result of drug use or just as a standalone problem, people are also struggling with some mental health problems and some physical problems.
The state provided $4 million for the facility and will continue providing more funding for operating costs. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says they're doing this across the state to tackle substance abuse.
We're having a more targeted, strategic approach to address the needs of specific populations, and women certainly are one that needs to be treated very differently in a different, more secure environment. And I believe that this is going to be a first step for many women to be able to reclaim their lives, get over their issues here with the support of their families, but also trained professionals.
Residents are already living at the Aurora Village, receiving treatment to hopefully end their struggle with addiction and gain mental wellness. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.